Have you seen from the Jets defense on tape?
You know, a lot of looks. You know, they're going to play a lot of coverages, a lot of different fronts. You know, they have a great blitz package. So, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us. But, you know, fortunately, we had that weekend off. And so we were able to get an early jump on them watching film. I thought we had a good first practice there. So I think we're on our way. But, you know, it'll be a challenge for us, especially on the road.
They're predominantly, I think, predominantly 3-4 as opposed to 4-3. But your defense does a lot of that, changing up looks and a lot of that stuff too. So is that something you see on a regular basis?
Yeah, it was good. You know, in training camp, you see all those looks. You get to see a lot of different things. And, you know, you learn how to protect them and, you know where your hots are and things like that. So it's good to have a similar defense, I guess you can say.
Ron Streeter's leading the team in receptions right now. Can you talk about your chemistry with him and how much confidence you have in him?
You know, I really enjoy throwing a rod. You know, he's a guy you can definitely trust. You know, he's going to be in the right spots. He understands the playbook. He understands coverages. You know, his locker's right next to mine, so we do get along. You know, we have our fun. But now, like I said, he works hard. He goes about his business day in and day out, and he's a good player for us.
Matt, obviously you haven't been here for this whole stretch, but this team has lost 12 straight games in the Eastern time zone. How do you not allow that to become a self-fulfilling prophecy going on again to another game in New York?
We win Sunday. That's how you do that. But no, it's obviously that statistic isn't something we're proud of. Anytime you're traveling across the country to play, it'll be difficult. But, you know, for me, it's exciting to go back east. You know, I grew up 2 hours from that stadium, so to play in the cold weather is going to be a nice change for me. But that's something we're aware of, that's that right there. And, we're keeping that in the back of our minds.
Did you play in snow games a lot, I assume?
I have. And,
How does that affect your preparation or what you do in the game?
It doesn't. You know, I'm used to it. I grew up in the East my whole life, so I'm used to playing in the cold weather. You know, used to the grip of the ball, how it feels, you know, how to stay warm, how to keep your hands warm and moist, things like that, so that won't be too difficult of an adjustment for me.
Dennis had talked about that he just wants to see you continue to learn from any mistakes that you've made. Have you really kind of focused in on those, maybe, and really analyzed those decisions, like, during the break?
I think every time you watch film or you watch your last game, you pick up on things that you can't believe happened. You know, last week the fumbled snap. You know, again, I've been snapping with that guy since college. You know, things like that shouldn't have happened. You can't believe happened. And of course, the interception in the end. That another just bad mistake by me. And that's just stuff like that. You can't believe it happened. But at the same time, you learn from it. You gain experience from it. You keep improving, and you hope you the next time those plays come around, you don't make the same mistake twice.
With the interception, was it a bad decision or a bad throw, or what's your analysis?
It was just a bad decision by me. I kind of though the matchup wasn't great. You know, obviously Jacoby, isn't the biggest guy in the world to throw a jump ball to, and that was just not taking anything away. He's a great player for us. That was just it wasn't a good decision by me. I have to make a better decision there.
Is that something that you pride yourself on, being able to quickly correct things and move past them?
Well, you have to. I mean, especially at the quarterback position, you have to learn from your mistakes, move on, and because everybody's expecting you not to make the same mistake twice. And, if you do, you're not going to be in starting position for long.
Two scoring drives you had, I think you converted every third down. And then second half, there was no fourth down conversions. DA was addressing that. The whole third down issue, both offense and defense, is being like the reason why the fourth quarters have not gone well. How do you zero in on third down conversions, say, as a thing to be? Because every play is different. So how do you go about correcting?
Exactly. If you want to win games, you have to convert on third downs. You have to make plays in big situations. And, the past 2 weeks, we haven't been able to do that. I mean, like you said, third down, just look at the third down conversions in the first half compared to the second half. It has to be better. We have to stay focused and try to play a complete game and try to finish.
Anything more?
You went quickly from number four at the beginning of the year to number one. Anything that surprised you all in the last 3 weeks being a starting quarterback in the NFL? Anything you weren't ready for, kind of caught you off guard a little bit?
Every game's close, and that's kind of something that you kind of start to pick up on. You start to realize that you kind of you know, a lot of things happened in that second half, and a lot of things happened in the fourth quarter. So it's definitely a never over till it's over. I think that's something that you learn as a rookie and as a first-time starter, and that, you know, anything can happen. You got to stay focused. You have to finish, and that's the most important thing is finishing the game.
You expect a lot of family and friends in New York for this game?
I hope so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you know, people have reached out to me already. You know, my family will be there. A lot of friends will be there, so it's exciting to head back east, be able to see them after the game, and be able to play in front of them.
Are you getting more comfortable as the starting quarterback and everything that goes with it, kind of being the, you know, public face of the offense?
I mean, yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm comfortable with it. It is what it is. It's part of, you know, it's part of your job. It's part of playing the quarterback position. It's understanding that it comes with the territory, and, you know, some guys enjoy it, some don't. You know, but like I said, you accept it. You know, it's part of your life now, part of your day, and you know, you move on, you keep going.
Pretty depleted at running back right now, and having Taiwan move back to the other side because you're so down in that area. You pretty confident that with whoever you put out there, you'll be able to make enough plays that you can do?
I think so. I think our coaches will do a great job of getting them prepared. I know, like you said, Taiwan, he had a great practice today for us. And I feel confident. You know, a lot of guys communicate with one another. I know backs are helping each other out right now with different things. So, you know, whatever guy, I have no doubt whatever guy that's in there, we'll get the job done.
All set?
Thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys.